You are listening to Dynamite in the Brain with your hosts Brian Smith and Anthony Askew, with special guests Greg Driver. Tonight's episode, Hard Boiled Dogs, Part 2.
Your life's gone down the drain, your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame, Dynamite in the Brain.
Thanks for listening. On today's show, we are discussing Ginga legend weed, and joining us to do just that is Greg Driver.
Hey.
Hello, Greg. Long time no podcast.
Indeed.
Well, we need to get you back, because we said last year, around this time, when we watched Silver Fang, or Ginga legend Gin, that we had to do the sequel one day.
Oh, yes.
And this is that sequel.
Woo-hoo.
Where we catch up. How many years later is it?
Oh,
I'm sure that I can't remember what we said.
Yeah, I can't.
That was 26 episodes ago. He told us when it was. 14 years or something.
Is it that long?
No, it's not.
Can't be that. I'm sure it's got. I'm sure it's only like a year or two.
14 dog years.
I know, but if so, Gin's got very big very quickly.
See, I remember it being large at the end.
It gets bigger through. Yeah, well, is that an animation blip or is that just?
It's a good question. It's a bit time after.
Here we go. Right, let's go to the Ginga Wiki.
Oh.
Does it just say a number of years?
So, in the first one, he is 0 to 2 years old. And in Weed, he's 14 to 15 years old. So it's been 12 years.
Is that dog years, as Greg says, or human?
I believe it's human years. Yes, because in the comic, you get to see Gin's owner as a 20-year-old.
And he's only ever fathered one puppy.
No, also in the comic, he's fathered other puppies.
Oh, right, okay.
This is part of the problem with this show, is there's a whole bunch of characters who are in the comic who aren't in this.
Like other brothers and sisters and
yeah,
stuff.
Other brothers of not just of Weed, but of other characters too.
Oh, wow.
Ken's got a brother, George.
George?
Yes, who looks like his mother rather than...
Such boring dog names.
I know.
You have to think, those ones have been named by the dogs.
I know.
Yeah, so Wee's got a brother Joe and a brother Yukimura.
Oh, Yukimura sounds good.
Does he have to fight them? Is it like Fist of the North Star in the comic?
I don't know. Let me see what happened to Joe. Joe apparently drowns.
Oh, they'll all be dead. They all have to be dead.
And Yukimura would get killed in the next arc.
Okay.
By Shogun. Evil baboon.
Ooh, that's scary.
He sounds like a beast. He sounds like a beast.
Ooh. Baboons are quite scary animals.
Yes. So that sounds... It's described on this Wikipedia as the monkey arc.
Like, where are they at, in terms of geographically? Is it like an escaped zoo animal, or... I don't think they're in that area.
The monkeys themselves are wild native monkeys to Japan. But yeah, I'm not sure about what Shogun's deal is.
Mm. And what's he fighting for, does it say?
Oh, I didn't look for that far.
Bananas.
I know there's an arc with some Russian dogs as well, and then... There's the hybrid arc, which is about a hybrid bear.
Oh. A hybrid with what other species?
Hybrid bear is a mix between a grizzly and a polar bear.
Oh. Wow.
I can't find what the first bad guy in the Weed anime was called. The lab accident. It had like two names.
Kyo.
P4
is the... or Kaibutsu.
Yeah, or some bastardization of the word monster.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this Wikipedia just calls him monster.
Yeah.
And I think later on in the subs they just call him monster as well.
Yeah, they do.
And they refer back to him, so maybe they should just be calling him monster to begin with.
P4.
Persona 4.
Yeah, so the gist of this... is just a brief synopsis. It follows Gin's son, who is born to Sakura, after they flee the mountain when the mountain is attacked by this monster, P4, who is a mutated dog. And it's not just the dog that has caused them to flee. It's because the dog is attacking humans, and the humans are blaming it on the colony of wild dogs on the mountain. And so all the dogs are being shot by humans.
You say mutated dog, but this thing actually looks like a Digimon.
It does. It's got armor. It's got chains.
It actually looks like it.
Yeah, so this comic ran 1999 to 2009, so maybe there
2009,
is a
that recent? Modern. God.
Yeah, it's followed by Ginga Weed Orion, and then followed by, what's it called? Final War or something, which is the one which is currently running. Which that one involves the son of... what's his face? The bear from the first...
Akakabudo?
Yeah. Monsoon.
Oh, yes.
He's got an easy name to say. Is the son's name. And he comes to the mountain to get revenge for his father. I would be interested to see whether he speaks, given that other animals speak in weed, whereas they didn't in Gin.
Did the bear never speak?
I don't think so, no. He's
right.
Like this unknowable thing.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's just a monster. He just screamed at things and...
But could build a castle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Didn't he actually have children in...
Yes.
He did, yeah, because he had like his generals that were his kids or something.
Yeah, and other ones who'd come.
Yeah.
It was like the toughest bears from across Japan had come to the mountain to team
to fight the toughest dogs from across Japan.
But no bears in this anime.
Oh.
Just, because following once the mutant dog art's taken care of, we then get the main arc of the anime, which is dealing with Hugen, this dog who decides to seize power in the power vacuum left when the soldiers flee the mountain. And so Gin has to like gather together an army to take him on and rescue his father, who gets kidnapped. And we get a few old faces. Not as many old faces as in the comic.
And a lot of them, I was kind of like, do I know this person? Is this a new character? Obviously John, I remembered, but there is a few I was thinking, have I seen this dog or not? Because there's so many dogs.
Yeah, because there's so many
sons,
who are
and they look
well,
the same. And
yeah.
There's so many dogs.
Yeah, Kagatora was the one I was confused with when I was looking at the
He's
credits.
The one with the striped face.
Kagatora is...
Or is he Ben's son?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the one with the striped face.
Yeah, he's
From the... isn't he from the, like, the evil... The one who were the evil clan in...
Fighting...
Gin?
Yes.
Wasn't
yes.
there two ninja clans fighting?
Yeah. Yes.
And, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then he united them, didn't he?
Yeah, I think that's right, yeah. And so he's like the son of the one who was spared, because his dad shows up, he's missing an eye.
Of course.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
It's close, I think.
Yeah, something along those lines.
When he shows up like a warlord riding on the back of one of his sons. No, honestly, he does.
I forgot about that.
And, Teshin's the one from the code.
But do we see him as a young... boy in the first... I guess not if it's 14 years. It can't. Or do we?
Yes, we did see him in... Yeah, he was in Gin as well.
He must be very young in Gin. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Yes, he is. He's a little puppy. He's a little puppy.
Little tuft of hair. Oh.
So he gathers together this army, some of whom get names in the opening credits. GB, Rocket, Kiyoshiro, Teshin, and Jerome... And then a bunch who don't. Mel, Kagatora, Ken, Hero, and Hook.
Oh, do they not get named in the credits?
Like...
No, they just get that shot with all five of them together, but then they get like shots of their faces.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because the other guys get badass poses with their names.
I started skipping the... I liked the intro, but I was marathoning this, so it was kind of like, next episode, skip the intro, skip the little last... episode preview and get on with it. Get the juicy bits.
So overall, what did you think of this time round?
I I really, really, really liked it, actually. I don't know where to rate it against the first one, though. This is the thing, because this one starts off at the deep end, like, properly starts off in the deep end with the mutant dog. Like, the first thing it does is chuck a lab experiment at you. And then it gets normal after that, and they're just fighting normal dogs. But it's like, I don't know, I liked it. I can't say if it's better than the first one or as good as, I don't know, because they seem very different.
Well,
how about you, Anthony?
There's a lot of things, it's almost like the first series has a lot of kind of gravitas in terms of, you know, there's bears going around killing people and just being a menace. Whereas this, it's got the whole, like, him and his father, he's going to rescue his father. So I do like that situation, but I like the whole, in the first series, we got the interaction with the humans at the start, the dogs didn't talk. I think, obviously they couldn't have done it this time, because you would know what's happening, but I like that. I miss the humans in this. I don't get it wrong, yeah. I love the dogs, I love everything about the dogs, but the humans we get in this are just nobodies.
Yeah, because in the comic, John's owner shows up as well.
Oh.
And Gin's owner shows up and they help take down the mutant dog, I believe.
See,
I don't know whether you get more of them, maybe, after that.
There's just a lot of things that this does that's not necessarily does better, but it's weird.
Yeah,
it's weird.
I mean, I think the putting, yes, it's weird. It's good, but when you read the Wikipedia and see what it could be
the best thing ever.
It could be better. But that's the same with Gin as well. There's like arcs after what we saw in Gin.
It feels like it's, when you tell me what's missing, when I look at the wiki page and I see what's missing, it feels like it's very rushed together. Like they've tried to fit everything in.
Yeah, I think
crammed so much in.
Some characters' arcs and stuff. But at the same time, if you ignore that, opposite. I agree with you. There's the lack of humans is a problem.
I agree with that.
And there's the thing where Sasuke in episode one, because his arc's been excised, he just disappears between episode one and episode two and shows up.
Right near the end, isn't he?
Because in the comic apparently he travels with them a little bit and they help find his original owner.
Okay.
And then they leave him with his old owner and then he shows up in Hugin's army later. Whereas, yes, he seems like a main character in episode one. And episode two, gone. No explanation.
Yeah, he gets a name and everything. Like, they even gave him a name, and then all of a sudden he's just gone.
Yeah, there's like a relationship between GB.
Yeah.
There was a point where I was watching this as well. I was kind of worried because there's a point in time, only for about three or four episodes, where it feels like they go place to place. I'm not joining your crew. And then something happens, and then Weed says his bit, and then they join the crew. I thought it was going to be that for so long. And just episode after episode after episode, I thought, oh no, this is going to be disappointing. And then it didn't. And I...
Yeah, I mean, I think I like the getting the team together
better
in Weeds than in Gin.
It's a long
because
time.
Because you've got Hugin running interference. So the setbacks feel like it's part of the battle. Mm. Whereas the setbacks in Gin were just like, oh, this is just unfortunate. It has nothing to do with the bear. We've just run into a random bear.
And I can't decide. The bear is a great villain, but Hugin's just a bastard. He is,
and of course,
awful.
Yes. The biggest disappointment to me is in the comic, we get Snyder. And he's given himself a new name. He's called Murder S.
What? And what does he do?
He's like one of the lieutenants. He's like guarding the old base for Hugin.
Murder S. He sounds like like a bad guy from, you know, like when you play Streets of Rage and you get so far through the game and they start renaming the thugs or putting letters on the end of them, changing the colours.
God, that's, that's a shame.
It is a shame. But I feel like there's a lot of the things taken out are old guys, and I wonder whether that's because of the huge gap. But at the same time, this was originally shown like at night, so I assume it was aiming for people who'd watch the original.
But there's a lot to remember. I'll tell you what, because how many episodes in total are we first and second? At, what, 52 in total?
Or 40, because the first season is quite short, so it's about 47,
right,
I think. Maybe.
to think how much goes on in those two seasons, it's quite impressive.
It's not like they're stretching the stuff out. They are literally cutting stuff as well to fit it into 26 episodes.
And there was times when I was watching 5 episodes off the trot, and I felt it was an ordeal. There was no episode which was kind of... Yeah. It was slogging through the story at quite a rate.
Do you know, I did find, actually, the difference between this and Gin is the amount of, like, the amount of action that they managed to cut. Like, there was no, like, there was points when I was watching Gin that I thought, eh, because it sort of slowed down and nothing was happening, and it was very sort of, but in this, it's just, there's always a fight. There's always another dog turning up that's going to make trouble and whatever. And it's just,
it is because Hogan is such a close by villain. Whereas, as Brian says with the first series, it's like, yes, we know what the problem is, but we'll not see anything to do with them until the very end. Whereas he's a constant threat throughout. Yeah. So
he's constant because he's,
Oh, God. What about Weed's eye? Not his eyes. You know those white circles on his head? I kept thinking those were a little set of eyes. Like, if his eyes were ever closed, I was thinking, is he stunned? Is he knocked out? Is that how they show? And I was, oh, no, that's the spot. Does Gin have the similar spot on his head?
He does, but he's got them scratched.
Oh, of course, of course.
There was one aspect of Murderess I forgot to mention. When he returns, he's a cyborg.
No, he's not. No.
Really?
Stifle was found and saved by a woman who healed his wounds and built him a small carriage to help him walk. She inserted a metal plate to protect his wounded face. She also gave him artificial back legs made of metal after he lost his own legs.
Oh, that's that picture I saw where it looks like, where he's got like a plate strapped over half his face.
But Sniper did not know about this for years because he did not feel nor saw his back legs. Sniper, being evil and ruthless, kills the woman who helped him after he was strong enough and left.
See, whose side was he on then in the first
season? He trained Lecter and Thunder.
Oh.
He was training contract killer dogs.
Because
this is the other thing we learned, of course, in this series, is that dogs can become assassins.
Who was the dog in this that had the metal front legs?
Oh,
what's his name again? I can't remember.
He fights... Oh, Kit? Is it Kit? Kite.
Kite. Kite.
Yes, he's got, they describe it as pinions. His legs as pinions. Yeah. I was like, what? And then he cuts a stone in half. Yeah, I forgot about him. How is
sword
that a pinion? I've just Googled pinion. A pinion's just a cog.
Are you sure that's a bad translation?
I guess so.
Voiced by Daisuke Ono.
Who's that again?
That, I believe, is Joe Taro from JoJo's. And the director of this series did a bunch of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure episodes. 5 episodes in each series.
It all comes full circle.
At least.
And he did none of Dragon Ball Super. Well, maybe he did.
The other things we've seen him do is Level E. He was the director of that. I think that's the only thing I've seen him direct.
That is such an unsung hero, that Level E. Really is. God, there's so much I want to discuss.
The only thing I wrote down is a character called Tomei, who's introduced late, and when he wanders off to what appears to be certain doom to rescue Kiyoshiro, he gets his own jazz theme with vocals. I think he's the only one who's got a theme with vocals on it.
I can't remember.
I remember this.
Yeah. Because, you know, Kyo, so near the end of the series, there's a character, well, he's been there for a while. Kiyoshiro's about 1 year old, isn't he? Because they joke that he's only a pup. Weed jokes that he's only a pup, and then people point out, you're younger than him. And he's this scarred up dog who acts very impulsively. And he decides, he's been told not to come on the mission to rescue Gin, but he decides to go and do it all by himself anyway.
And try and play double agent.
Which is very harsh, because he kills his own men to do it.
He's going to be found out because Hugin has a psychic dog.
Ah, of course.
With his
He is such... When I remember when you first see Hugin's generals or lieutenants or whatever you want to call them. I seen him and I was like, oh, he looks great. But I didn't click he was blind at that point. I just thought it was like weird marketing.
He calls his mind's eye, but clearly it's just he's better at sniffing other dogs.
But he has like an infrared vision, like a...
He's like Daredevil dog.
Yes,
but maybe that's like a dog see? Or scent.
So he detects there's a traitor, and so they think they're going to discover Kiyoshiro. But no, it's Tobei wanders back into their camp, and because he used to be one of them, and he betrayed them, or turned. He got caught, didn't he?
Tobei the demon.
And then turned to the goo. Yes, yeah. And he dies on his feet.
They saved his life.
He's drowning.
And he's like trying his hardest not to be thankful.
Or does he nearly drown, or he gets thrown off a cliff?
And... Yeah.
Gets beat up and get caught in. Do they get? Oh no, he nearly drowns, doesn't he? Because he gets chucked off the cliff by Hogan because Hogan's had enough of people and he just throws them all off the cliff because his brother dies.
Yeah.
And yeah,
his brother's an interesting character as well. Genba.
Yeah, because he looks.
Because I remember when he first showed up, I was like, oh god, he's traveling across very quickly, you know.
But to be, they play that trick earlier as well, when it's revealed that the leaders of Ooh all have the body doubles.
Which had me nervous because I thought, oh, no. Well, not to mention that. I just thought, week in, week out, we're going to get a different one that's revealed in the last minute. Oh, I was a fake. But it doesn't do it. It doesn't do it. It's all quality content.
No.
Oh, man.
But it was a weird thing to put in a cartoon about.
Body doubles. Like, when I'm watching this, I'm thinking, what is this? Is this a show about dogs, or am I watching like some kind of?
It's a war movie.
Yeah,
that is what it is. Particularly once it becomes the Hugin arc.
He is a nasty character.
It's definitely.
I love his voice. I love everything about him. His laugh.
His laugh gets me. Hugin's laugh.
Oh.
I can't, it's almost like a clown laugh. It's like.
It's very deep. Oh, Hero the Ball Snatcher. When he first shows up.
yes. My favourite character.
He's got to be. As soon as he showed up, I was like, now we're cooking on gas. Now a weirdo showed up.
He is a very bizarre. At that point, he's bizarre. Then he's fine. And then he starts snatching balls again.
Well, he wants to revenge his father.
He's got like that hardened, wandering samurai thing going on for him, hasn't he?
He's a great Pyrenees. So even though he's like only, what's his age here? Yes, yeah, so he's only like 3 years old. Yes.
Whoa.
But he's a hard...
Yes, well, he's a huge dog
he's
for a
huge.
Start.
And he's had a hard paper round.
Yeah, so his dad was killed by Kamakiri, who was this...
Mustached dog.
Gang leader who gets recruited by Hugin.
When he first shows up, I thought he was a panther. Because when he first shows up, you see like a silhouette and like yellow kind of piercing eyes. I thought, oh my god, one of them's a panther. Because some of the dogs are huge in this. Some of them are large.
Giant breeds, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh, man.
But like when he shows up and like the some of the things that he does and the way he behaves, I'm thinking of like a Yakuza thug. The way his character is, like when he's like he doesn't care, like one of the other dogs says to him, like, don't you care that your own neck's bleeding? He's like, shut the fuck up or something like that. And it's like,
he is a bat. I wanted him to join the good guys.
I was imagining him as a man with his shirt collar open and his tie and like bloodied up, like patching his wounds up with his gun on the desk sort of thing.
I think
you
should draw every character as a man, as a human. That should be your task, Greg, as an artist and as a fan of this, that should be your task.
Oh no. I'm sure someone's already done it.
Careful what you Google.
Anthropomorphized. Oh. Yeah, I'm not going to Google that. I'll leave that to my imagination.
Yes, but yeah, Hero the Bull Snatcher is so cool because that's the way he fights his enemies by castration.
And that's a bad way to go, because as a dog, you're going to bleed out. There's no ifs and buts. Nobody can come and stitch you back up. You will bleed out.
As a man, you'd bleed out.
I guess so, but I think you've got... I don't know, you could stitch yourself, but a dog's just going to...
Well, at the end, He says he'll survive.
He does.
So obviously, he would know, given the number of balls he's torn off.
He gets one right as he shows up. There's a poor dog.
Yeah.
Oh. But the thing is, the birds get, Kara, what's his name? We assume.
Yes.
The birds get him. Oh. Does he eat the balls? I don't know.
He spits them out.
He spits one, because the first ones he bites off, so he says they don't taste very nice. As like a further insult to the dog, he just...
There's some funny dog insults in this, actually. Hogan, he has a shit. And doesn't he say, I'm going to make you eat this shit? Or he wants him to eat the shit as a kind of a mark of respect. And
as an apology or something.
It's very... I guess it's dog-like. It's certainly dog-like.
Yeah. It is funny when they do start behaving more like dogs. Like when they're trying to trick... Kamakiri into thinking there's more of them than they
How
are.
How do they do that?
They all
that?
Just start running in circles.
I didn't understand.
First of all, Moss shows up, so that's legitimate. Oh, look, here's more than we thought there were.
It's perspective, isn't it? And they're running around in circles.
And also, it's Moss.
Oh, he's a big guy.
I did mark out when Moss showed up, because he was one of my favourites from the previous series. GB starts running and running circles.
But only a little circle.
Pretending to be, but like saying things as if he's like leading
characters that we're supposed to know but don't know. And it's like yelling, oh, this guy's turned up now. And
then the other guys join in and they all start running around in the same circle. Yeah.
And apparently that sounds like hundreds of dogs.
Well, they're down in the,
They are, so perhaps it's echoing, and perhaps.
Probably sounds louder where they are. And
oh, yeah, he
there.
Would scare you off.
And I think, as soon as Moss shows up, that's already going to set the fear of God into you a little bit.
Moss is a big
dog.
You
know, dog. Toby, back in the day.
Yeah, he does. Yep.
Toby beat him in the submission.
Some history,
99 minutes.
Moss was a champ.
Dog fight.
Yeah, 99 minutes. Hell in the South.
A long stretch. A very long stretch.
Anyway, let's go through these main characters. So we got Weed, whose big thing here is he's forced to become a leader at however old he is, 6 months or something.
He knows nothing.
It may actually only be 4 months at the start.
He's never even seen a winter.
He hasn't.
Yeah, apparently he's 6 months to 1.5 years old, according to this Wikipedia, across the story. But that might be into the stuff in color in the anime, so maybe. And his big thing throughout the series, is, particularly once Hugin shows up, is trying to convince the other dogs not to be like Hugin. Like, show mercy to your enemies. Don't do any unnecessary killing. And generally be a nice chap. And he's like inherently got all the stuff Gin had to learn as well. Because he does the, what's the special move called?
Toga.
Spinning
dog move, yeah.
Yeah. Supersonic spin.
Yeah. Off the bat, really quite early in the series. Like, with nobody telling him that such a thing
exists. He does do it then.
And then when,
because Teshin trains him later on.
Yeah, he knows how to do it, and then when they're trying to teach him to do it,
but he picks
it
up very quick. I'm sure Teshin says it took him 5 years to get anywhere near this good.
Yes. Because Teshin's is like, mine's a fake one. His is the real thing. Then we've got GB, who's the, does GB give him the name Weed?
He does, because he sees the weeds.
Yes. I think they make a joke
about
it. Is it GB
or is it Smith?
I think GB, because he's a bit of an idiot.
I think it is
in a
GB.
Nice way.
Yeah, and because I think they commented on it later, couldn't you have given him a cooler name or something when he reveals that he's his godfather?
Yeah.
And he's quite cowardly early on, to the point where he's trying to get his mate killed so he can steal some ducks.
But with good reason-ish.
Yeah, because he's working for Nero, isn't he? The one who gets...
Is he a cut-off?
Usurped by Hugin.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, he's like the Usopp of the team.
He is.
Because, he's quite good at tricking other dogs. And he's very fast. And you got Rocket, who used to be in Hoogan's
with
side.
His brothers. Missile. What was it? Missile, Jet, and Rocket.
Jet, yes.
I just kept thinking of Starscream and the other two Jets from Transformers with those three.
That's a good point, yes.
Yeah.
But he turns babyface when he's convinced by Weed's kindness.
It's pretty bad, though, because he does kind of try to kick, like, he's undercover, and he's not a nice person at this point.
He tells people not to join the gang, doesn't he? Like that, there's like a point in the story where there's like a bunch of dogs join Weed, and then it sort of convinces them that it's a losing battle, and they're just like,
yeah, and then he blames it on that old dog.
Yeah,
well, he's a great character.
Yeah, and his brothers fare less well because they don't join Weed. Because basically, when he's seen Weed, he's like, well, I'd rather be on the winning side of this war, so I'm going to stick with Weed. Whereas his brothers go back and. Just for not returning, and the fact that their brother had betrayed Hoogan.
He kills the brothers. Yep.
And then we get Kyoshiro, who's this gang leader, Punk, as we mentioned before, who gets a little arc about a puppy and its father.
I don't know how I feel about Kyoshiro. He's very up and down in my book. Sometimes I like him, and then...
Well, I think that's the point, because, yeah, he's like the guy who could go off the rails.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you've got Jerome, who's the guy who's been off the rails.
Great character.
Who, he was one of the dogs sent after the monster.
Because they were, kind of friends.
They're from the same lab, weren't they? It was like a bunch of assassin dogs they sent after him to take him down.
And he's guilty about his history as a killer. And then, so Weed's kind of having to stop him at points. But at one point, fails to... stop him and
get him
out of the group.
Which is a sad moment.
But it is good that Jerome's like, yes, you're absolutely right, Weed. I completely believe in you as a leader. And for you to carry on being the leader, you've got to kick me out of this group. And which Kiyoshiro can't quite deal with, can he? Because
he thinks he's too soft, which he probably is.
Well, no, I think he is. He's always proved right.
He does, the job still gets done and but there's a few times, if he'd killed someone, somebody may have survived elsewhere.
But then he'd say that would just be making
that
him
would,
into...
Yep. It's all part of the plan.
He's the Batman of dogs.
Yes.
Teshin, who's, as we said, the son of the Koga Ninjas.
And he was meant to be leader, wasn't he? He was due to be...
Yes.
And
The fact that this series has a Hot Springs episode.
Yeah. Where some warhogs turn up.
Yes.
And get beaten in like three moves.
That's true, but they talk. Which is the main takeaway I had from it. It's like, oh, they can understand pigs. Why couldn't they understand bears? Were those bears just so mad? Or how, in the preceding 12 years. Have dogs been learning how to speak other animals' languages?
I think the dogs were oinking and...
Pigs were barking.
And then we got Mel, who is a dog around Weed's
age. It's a boy, not a girl, which I was...
Yes.
Still kind of unsure about.
Is he like a... Is he a golden retriever, Mel?
Yes.
Yeah, little golden retriever.
How does he show up again? I can't even remember. Is it him and who?
He's being bullied by Blue.
Who is the guy who's the boss Hook around and then...
That's right.
Yeah. It's when they meet Hook. Hook's scared of Blue and then Hook goes and saves Mel.
Yeah. All right. And you've got Kagator, who I've never got a grip on through the entire series. Let's actually look him up.
Shit, there's so many people that just look alike. Well, dogs that look like him.
He's the oldest son of Kuratora. Kuratora. Oh no, he's not the Ninja Dogs, they're the Kai brothers.
That's it. Kai Dogs.
Oh yeah, I remember them now, yes.
Were they the ones who fought a snake in a box?
Yes.
Them.
That's right. Yeah.
That is correct, yes. Okay, I've got a grip on him now. And he's kind of a little bloodthirsty, but not as bad as Kiyoshiga.
He just likes fighting.
Yes.
He's... all out Battlefield glory and everything else. And
and Ken, who's the son of Ben and...
Cross. Great romance.
Yes, who looks just like his dad. And his dad and his mum show up as well. They're like, Dad, old dad. He seems to be going senile.
Well, he's blind, isn't he?
Is he going blind? Yeah, because he's got a mind's eye like that blind dog.
Well, except it doesn't point in the right direction.
Because it doesn't the father kind of run down the hill and knock over Kagatora thinking it's Ken.
I don't remember having a stripy son.
And I was like, what's going on?
So he's obviously got some sight. I think it's just not as good as it... He's not as blind as he was at the end of Gid, but yes, he's not not fully there.
His cataracts haven't fully formed yet.
Yeah. And Hero, well, we've spoken about Hero. What more needs to be said? He rips people's balls off.
He's got one eye.
And he gets the romance in the end.
He's had the hardest paper round of all time. And he
Who's his romance with? Rekka? Is it
The only girl dog that shows up apart from Frost.
Yeah, I guess there is a romance there. Kind of. Yeah, now knowing that Hero's younger than I thought, it makes a little bit more sense.
See, when he first turns up, I thought he was going to be like a really old man.
Because he's just like padding along the Alps, so as they describe, slowly, hunting for the next balls.
Yeah, Rekka was with Gin when him and John got kidnapped. And basically, John and Rekka escape, but he leaves Rekka with Hero and makes, what is he called, the other guys who stay back with him to see off who goes again? Sort of brave idiots or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And Hook, who has
Blackjack sort
of
scars.
He's more featured early. Yeah, he's featured more in like the first half of the series, isn't he? Because he's often sneaking into the camp to speak with Gin. Mm. And he sort of helps organise the breakout.
Do they think he's one of
for
them?
For a dog.
I think so.
Or they just think he's so harmless.
I like Hook as well. I think he's when he first shows up, I thought he was going to be a really strong dog.
Well, yeah, for a dog with he's got like so many scars and everything. I thought he was going to be one of the most sort of hardcore soldiers they had.
But doesn't really do that much after.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
But he's nice, he's good.
He's just there to look a bit hard, isn't he?
And that's a small portion of the
characters. Okay, the Koga clan was the evil clan. So.
Oh, Teshin's in theory an evil. Well, not he's not evil, but he was part of the
evil.
Well,
they settled down the problems, didn't they, in Gin. Yeah, so it's Akame who's one of the other three top dogs with Gin and John, was the leader of the ninja dogs.
The white.
He's probably the old guy who gets the most fighting.
Yeah, he does a lot actually with sneaking around and jumping through trees to trees. He's a ninja dog.
Yeah.
Of course.
And of course, unfortunately, John bites it.
Oh, but is that not one of the best episodes?
Yes.
He has a great speech, doesn't he? I can't remember what he says, but it's an amazing speech. There's some amazing speeches all round.
Now, Anthony, talking of characters dying, is it going to upset you when I tell you that in the comic, Jerome is still alive? at present.
Jerome's still alive?
Yeah,
what?
I believe the Russian dog arc is pretty much a Jerome arc.
Oh, wow.
How dare they kill him?
Obviously, I don't want to see him die, but that his death is so well done. He saves Weed. But, that's a shame.
He had a good death as well with the water.
He was just a great character. Even when he's not part of the Ohu soldiers, whatever they're called.
He's still there helping him.
A renegade, attacking things.
Yeah. He's got like an SAS gang of German shepherds, isn't he? He's
I could watch an entire Jerome series, that's for sure.
How do you, Jerome?
Why couldn't have? To be fair, it's far more dramatic that they killed him off.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only is he alive, he's got six children.
No.
That's disgusting, that is. Why? But yeah, no. It made sense to kill him.
for story purposes and excitement purposes, it's definitely good that he's dead.
It made sense.
Of my feelings.
Yeah.
He shouldn't. Nobody should have died well. Except the bad guys. No, Smith's death. When Smith died, that was a. When he kind of sacrifices himself for the monster to try and kill the monster.
Yeah. In fact, one of the most hardcore death of all of them was Tobe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I think Tobe, like, the fact that they all huddled round him to keep him standing.
I don't know why they did that, because...
That's because he said he wasn't going to lie down for them.
And then he freezes.
And then they come back to him and he's like an ice sculpture.
I would like to think he's still there. Actually, no, spring has come around. He's melted and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hopefully they buried him.
Hopefully. Poor Jerome.
I know.
That's really intense. Like, they're under the ice and they're in the water and that's really intense. God. But he comes back at the end, they all do. In the form of ghosts.
Yep. Jedi dog ghosts.
That was pretty good as well. I also like the scene when Weed finally meets Gin.
Yeah.
What, when he's on the back of, is a hero at that point? Is that where he's kind of snuggling up to him?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Very dog-like.
Yes, because, yeah. Hero's decided that Leader is his new father.
And GB, being GB, pushes Weed to go on, because he says, oh, I've never spoken to my father.
Yes.
So he pushes him.
And GB's like, well, get on with it then. Shoves him forward.
I wish Gin did a lot more. Part of me wishes he did a lot more.
I don't know. He doesn't overshadow Weed, though, really, in the story.
Yeah,
because this is Weed's story, and it is clearly set up for Weed to be like, you're the most important dog in the world.
Imagine we got a new series. That would be the best announcement.
Well, yeah. I was going to ask you that. Would you like to see it redone from the very start with, like, all the arcs told?
No, because do a Dragon Ball Super.
I was thinking more Hunter x Hunter.
Fine. That it would be perfect in every single way. Mind you, it was a lot... Go on. Oh, no, like
I was going to say, like, a Dragon Ball Kai.
Yeah, even that, yeah.
But in that case, they'd be adding stuff back into
reverse
it,
Kai.
Taking stuff out.
That's what I mean, like, all the stuff that's missing. Stick it back, yeah, reverse Kai, yeah.
Well, then you'd have to somehow rewrite the ending of this so Jerome didn't die.
Maybe just comes back at the, I don't know.
And insert characters who weren't there.
Or like the Helsing OVAs where they do it closer to the moon.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like...
As long as they get rid of the snow scenes, or don't make them as difficult to see. Did that not bother anyone? There's times where it's like, oh, goddamn snow.
Why did you bother animating it if you've animated it under a load of white paint?
Yes. And I was like, oh, there's times it's good. There's times it looks really good.
Yeah.
Later on, but nah. I would totally watch a new series. Or just not even a remake, just another story. But I guess there's no more manga, is there?
I'm considering reading it, actually.
Well, I've told you, there's two more mangas. There's Orion, and then, whatever it's called, Final.
Okay.
And there's one currently
running. That's insane.
There's like a one shot that's about Gin's dad, isn't there?
Yes, there's a Ricky.
Oh,
one
that'd be good. I'd want that as an OVA. A big, expensive OVA. On every cinema, everywhere.
Cinema release.
So if there's still a one ongoing, why aren't people reading it?
Well, I'm sure they are in Japan.
I genuinely feel like we're the only people who've ever seen this at times.
Oh, they love it. They love it in Sweden.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, this got releases, where did it go? Taiwan, Finland, Sweden.
We're moving to Finland.
Denmark.
Imagine this is like Dragon Ball Z over there. It's huge. Oh.
You got a Swedish version of Lewis wearing a Gin t-shirt.
Coming up with crazy theories how Gin would beat Superman instead of Goku.
No, not Superman, Super Dog.
Yeah. I'm kind of sad it's over.
So, Comics 1 did license the comic in 2000 and published 3 volumes before going
They published it here? Oh.
Yeah, apparently ebook versions are still available, but not...
What's the artwork like? Is it just...
American publisher Dr. Master acquired the rights to some of Comic One's titles, but not Weed. While the physical copies are out of print, the ebook version is still available. Is it? Let's have a look. But maybe that'll be only those three volumes, maybe. I don't know.
Another thing I'm not sure about is... Cause what year is this again? This series we've just watched?
2005.
And what's the original? 86?
Is it 86? Yeah, something like that.
I can't remember if the original looks really bad in comparison.
Oh, no, it looks pretty good. Remember, we watched some of it this year, didn't we? Niles Paddle.
God, that's...
Yeah, I think I'd still recommend the first one over this one.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, because you're going to get more out of this one from watching the first one. But I think...
Like the first one, definitely.
I think there's a much more...
Unique feel?
Yeah, there's like a culture shock to it as well. Particularly that second episode, which is basically an old man torturing a dog for an entire episode.
Yeah.
And there's some bad stuff happens in this, but nothing as intense as that. And all this spawned from us doing a dog episode, remember? Jeez, that was a blessing.
That one dog episode.
Oh. So you think this gave you more than watching the rest of Afro Ken then?
Ah, oh, I forgot about that. Which was also a blessing.
I'd forgotten about Afro Ken as well, actually.
But yeah, I think the narrator does a good job. That's the guy who's playing Carmen.
Is
apparently.
It?
Okay. I think he does a good... I think he gets good lines to say and sort of wrapping up and opening episodes.
What got me about the narration is when something is pretty played down in an episode, like towards the end of the episode or something, obviously you don't view it as such a major point. And then when the next episode comes along and the narrator's like talking about what happened in the previous episode, and he talks it up like he's like it was like a massive major plot point, and they've just killed some like massive major bad guy. That when they died in the previous episode, no one batted an eyelid. It's
gotta get the juices going. Gotta get you excited for. Imagine watching this weekly. Like I could have done in theater. Well, this must have been. Was this getting subbed back in 2005?
I don't know how quickly. Obviously, it has been fan-subbed, but I don't know how quickly that was done.
Because this, I mean, 2005, that's Iacon. That's my Iacon, yeah? Imagine I'd gone there knowing about this. That would have been insane.
Imagine if this was on in one of the viewing rooms.
Well, it's a few months late.
Yeah.
Oh, if this had been on. I may not have appreciated it as much. But without seeing Series 1, obviously, it loses a lot, but maybe I couldn't have got into it as well. That's an interesting thought.
You probably would have watched this and then gone and watched Series 1.
Would it have been subbed? When was the subs done for?
I don't even know. I mean, the subs we watched seem to be translated from finished subs, didn't they? And varied heavily, didn't
that's
they?
True.
They
were, yeah.
Suddenly someone got bored and started shoving memes into them.
That's like the last four episodes or something.
I think it's like in the middle, because I think it got better again towards the end.
So in another 10 years, we might get another series. Imagine.
Maybe.
Kawajiri brings it back.
A 10th anniversary version.
Amazing.
And the animation, I thought, was better than I was expecting. It sticks to the same sort of thing of moving dogs generally, like dogs move. Not every character flaps its jaws talking.
Even early on, some characters don't.
No, which I like, because it sort of maintains the illusion that they're dogs. There's a few shots where they don't look like dogs, as I said just before the podcast. There's a few where they look like horses from certain angles.
There's one episode where Rocket's running, you look at a horse at this point, but he's running around the same point of area again and again. I thought, oh, this is cheap. Look, they're just reusing the scene. But it had a truth behind it. He was actually running around the same rock. So I couldn't fault it. It beat me. I think it's a really good anime. There's some, I can't remember. I'm sure when they fight Thunder and Lecter, I'm sure that looks really good. There is a few points.
Yeah,
that's
the fight where Weed uses a weapon.
Yes, a wooden log breaks. Like steel teeth. I don't know. But
there's lots more teeth breaking in this.
Whoa, which would be very painful.
Beginning.
You broke my fangs.
Well, to be fair, if you're going for non-lethal fighting,
yeah,
smashing a dog's teeth so he can't actually do anything to you.
Just make it so that he can't fight ever again, yeah.
And then it's even worse when you castrate him after that.
Yeah.
Who does the... You know the final episode? We see the head of either Gin or of Weed. Is that like a weird dream sequence almost? Who is it?
That's the very end,
no,
when it's
no,
spring.
No, the very start of the last episode, there is... Like, it opens, and you see... It must be Weed's head. He's looking into the sun. Go back and rewatch. It's like a weird, it's almost like a death scene. You would think it was like a clip from the end scene or something. Go back and look at that. But I liked it. Mm. Of course I liked it. Dogs fighting.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And it's very watchable.
Yeah.
So, that's enough dogs. Or is it? Before we play our game. We're going to play a game called Old MacDonald Had an Anime. So I'm going to sing you a portion of Old MacDonald's Had an Anime. And all you have to do is come in with what sort of noise the creature mentioned.
I need an example.
Based on what sort of animal he is.
So say you said Gin, we would go woof. Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes.
So let's start with you, Greg.
Oh, okay.
Old MacDonald had an anime, E-I-E-I-O, and in that anime he had an Iggy, E-I-E-I-O, with a...
Oh, man.
I don't suppose Iggy. I can intervene. I've got to wait.
If he doesn't know...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That is correct. Point to Anthony. Okay. Keyboard work, please, so I can type in the scores. All right, there you go. Okay, Anthony, here's yours. Old MacDonald had an anime, E-I-E-I-O, and in that anime he had a hawk, E-I-E-I-O, with a...
Here and a... There. He's a... And they are... Everywhere.
That is seven correct, deadly sins. Yes, he is a pig.
I'm on the ball.
Okay, back to you, Greg. Old MacDonald had an anime, E-I-E-I-O, and in that anime he had a caru, E-I-E-I-O, with a...
Meow.
No.
Caru.
No. Do you know what noise a caru makes?
I guess, you wouldn't... brah, brah, it's a bird, is it a bird? Brah, brah.
No, that's not quite, it is a bird, but that's not the noise this bird would make. It would be a quack.
Oh, okay.
It's a duck.
He's the, duck. Duck from the Arabaster arc. Mm.
This is where my lack of anime knowledge just completely shoots me in the foot.
Okay, back to you, Anthony. Old MacDonald had an anime, E-I-E-I-O, and in that anime he had a John Woo, E-I-E-I-O, with a...
Is it a
What noise
pig?
Does John Woo make? No. Do you know what noise John Woo makes, Greg?
Handguns.
No, it's B.A.
Oh, is it a dove?
Oh, it's dove!
He's a pigeon from... Read or Die. TV.
Did we ever get that far to see him?
It's the John Woo films in the...
I think he's in the second episode.
Woo.
I don't know if they mentioned his name, but the pigeon is in the second episode, I'm pretty sure.
I can't remember. That's a good little joke, though.
It is. Okay, particularly because all the other characters are named after Hong Kong.
Are they?
Actresses. The three sisters are, yeah. They've got they're named after the heroic trio actresses with the surnames and first name swapped around.
Very clever.
Okay, back to you, Greg. Old MacDonald had an anime, E-I-E-I-O, and in that anime he had a Ganmo. E-I-E-I-O with a...
Ganmo? Oh. I don't know any of these. I'll go with pig noises again.
I'm sure there was a show called like Gooby Gooby Ganmo or something.
You've watched the first episode of it. What animal was it? That's correct. Chicken, yeah. He's a chicken.
Wait, what's his name in the series again?
Goo-goo Ganmo.
Gooby.
Gooby Gooby Ganmo.
No, there's only one of each animal in here, so if you've made the noise already, you won't be asked again. Okay. Back to you, Anthony. Old MacDonald had an anime, E-I-E-I-O, and in that anime he had a Chirin. E-I-E-I-O with a...
Is it a snake?
No, it's not a snake. Greg?
Is that a meow, a cat?
No, it's not a meow. It is a bat.
It's a sheep.
The sheep from Ringing Bell.
Never heard of it.
Okay, back to you, Greg. Old MacDonald had an anime, E-I-E-I-O, and in that anime he had a happy, E-I-E-I-O, with a...
I think... Lion's Roar.
Nope. Anthony.
Happy.
Is it a monkey?
No, it would be a meow. It's the cat from Fairy Tale.
Damn it, the one time it was a cat.
So cat's off the chopping block.
Okay, it is, have I miscounted somewhere? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I did. Okay, the last one must be a tiebreaker, so I'm not going to need that. Okay, last one for you then, Anthony. Old MacDonald had an anime, E-I-E-I-O, and in that anime he had a Ushi. E-I-E-I-O with a...
Ushi?
Ushi. Or Usi. I believe it's pronounced Ushi.
Rawr, lion.
No, Greg.
Monkey noises.
Don't know what farms you're going to. no, it'd be a moo. It is the bull from One Piece.
Oh, they're all farmyard animals, okay?
Oh, yeah, I generally thought it could have been any animal under the sun.
Like same.
Durden.
Oh my god, it's not branching that far out.
How do you make shark noises? Durden,
just stick with what Durden. He knows.
I was expecting like is it strength from JoJo's? I was expecting like a monkey. When I thought about monkey, I was like, yeah, he's gonna do that.
Okay, Anthony, you're the winner with 3 points.
Easy.
My anime animal knowledge is severely lacking. It's limited to animals that turn up in Dragon Ball, Gin,
Pokemon.
And other, well, yeah, Pokemon, Trigun, because there's a black cat in that.
Well, I couldn't do meow.
Oh, you're too easy.
Yeah.
You need to start keeping up with those Googling that you were doing earlier. That Googling, that will have plenty.
I know.
Horrible things.
I know.
Rightio, anything you want to plug, Greg?
At the moment, no. But watch this space, because there may be in the future. I'm working on something. But right now, nothing to plug. Just, you can follow, yeah, I guess it's my Twitter feed. You can follow me on Twitter, at Bato. Or I still do have a Tumblr. It's under Burnholt, B-U-R-N-H-O-L-T.
Oh, what about you,
if
Anthony?
If you go to... What's your address? AdventureBastards.com. I know, for some reason, I thought it might have been something else. Is the site still there? Because I know it was apparently, it's unfinished, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, go there, put all the past episodes, it's us doing a roleplay thing. We've just recorded first half of a Halloween special. Spoilers, my character's a vampire. Everybody else got normal humans, and I was the only one who wanted to be a vampire or something. But anyway, that's a lot of fun. Twitter is AntAskew. And Tumblr, I might as well plug mine as well. It's @. If you just Google it, you'll find it. It's usually just Kate Bush stuff. So, go follow. That's it.
And you can find me on Twitter @awesome_engine. And as always, you can find this podcast at dynamiteinthebrain.com, on facebook.com/dynamiteinthebrain, and on iTunes, and on Stitcher, and on Player.fm, and other places like that. So why not subscribe, write us a review, so more people can find out about the old dogs that are dynamite in the brain. Goodbye.
Film. Is it old dogs, that film?
It is a bad film, and it's not a great film.
Oh, it's a great film. Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain.